Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a common error when a person is involved in one branch of deen, one department of deen. Then many a times he considers that to be the greatest. To that point, it's somewhat this mindset of it of his can be overlooked to some point. Then what happens after this, he begins to despise people that are engaged in other departments. So the departments are like the right hand and the left hand, or say the hands and the feet. Can you say that the legs are not as important as the feet, as the hands? If the legs are important, then the hand is also important. If the right eye is important, then the left eye is also important. So the right thing to do is not to despise, not to look down on the one that is doing any khidmat, though it may not be of the same type that you are doing. But the fact that he's engaged in khidmat, look at him with respect. Recognize, look at the person with respect. Otherwise, these different departments are from the Quran and the Hadith. Looking down upon them can result in perhaps your faith getting affected. Because you're looking down at some injunction that is not only supported but commanded by the Quran and commanded by the Hadith. So this is all a deficient understanding, a weakness of understanding. You get involved in one work and then the other works are despised, looked down upon. To get the complete or the perfection of faith and perfection of deen, then that is going to be difficult for you to be able to get all at once. Especially in this age, to be involved in ta'lim and dawat and tazkiyah all at one and the same time. And to be doing it at very high level, then it's quite unlikely, very unlikely. That was the zat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where you could manage doing all at one and the same time. If he's doing dawat, then he's doing tazkiyah. If he's doing tazkiyah, he's doing tabligh. So he can manage doing all the three at one and the same time. Now, others are not at the level of the Nabi. When they are not at the level of the Nabi, they may be doing one thing, they can't do the other. And if they're doing the second thing, they're not doing it at the level they're doing the first. So you don't look down upon them. One is you'll be making inkar and rejecting something that is from the Quran and the Hadith. And number two, when it is a department of deen, then everybody needs it. For your own survival, your own protection, you need this. You in ta'lim, right? So you don't have the time to do da'wat. But if there's no da'wat, then like there's nobody that's marketing. You're selling a product, right? Selling product. So you in the sales, you don't have time to do the marketing. Right? But if there's no marketing, then what's going to happen? The sales will drop, obviously. So one is going to be a person that is in the sales, and there's going to be a need for a person to be in the marketing. Now you'll see that the business is going to do well. Someone is in the sales, someone is in the marketing. but it's only sales and no marketing, or there's only marketing and no sales, then obviously that business is not going to take the right shape, it's not going to be like how you want it to be. So the simple way to be able to derive virgat from all is, one is to respect, number two is where you can cooperate, you cooperate, and number three is make dua and wish well for all. So if you are in talim, you're getting the benefit of dawah as well. You're wishing well, you're cooperating and helping, you're assisting and looking with respect towards them, so you're not lost from the khidmat and from the benefit of any of the khidmat.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم لما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our parents, our children, our relatives, our mashayikh, our asatiza. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your special salutations, special mercies upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in the best of jaza on behalf of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give the Tabi'in and Tabi Tabi'in and all those from the Zamana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right till this day. Oh Allah, whoever was the means of spreading deen, propagating deen, preserving deen, passing it on, oh Allah, give them the greatest and the best jaza and the best reward. Oh Allah, forgive our parents. Oh Allah, accept our parents. Allah, give them afiyat. Allah, give them salah. Allah, bless them with all goodness in their lives, in deen and dunya. Allah, make it easy for them in the graves to answer the munkar and nakir. Allah, on the day of qiyamah also, make it easy for our parents. Allah, our spiritual parents, the mashayikh, Allah, fill their lives with special noor and barakah. Special mercies, O Allah, that they were the zariya and the mean of introducing us to deen, introducing us to yourself, O Allah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, without the mashayikh, O Allah, we wouldn't have known the path of hidayat. O Allah, bless them with the greatest jaza. O Allah, with the best of rewards. O Allah, you protect them. O Allah, protect their dunya and protect their deen. O Allah, wherever they move, O Allah, in the world, O Allah, cause the winds of mercy, the winds of hidayat to spread. O Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. O Allah, protect all those who are living in these Mubarak lands. O Allah, protect the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all types of harm, all types of difficulty in deen or dunya. O Allah, bless us, O Allah, with the Mubarak and noble character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with the Kamil Sunnah of Rasulullah sallam in every facet of our life. O Allah, our tongues, O Allah, our limbs, O Allah, our hearts. O Allah, wherever we go, O Allah, whatever we do, O Allah, wherever we meet, O Allah, let everything be, O Allah, only for your sake. O Allah, the time that has passed from the beginning of Ramadan till now, that we do not fulfill the haqq of this month, O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, the little that we have done, O Allah, you crown it with acceptance. From now till the end of the month of Ramadan, O Allah, the few moments that are remaining, O Allah, you can change it, O Allah, change our hearts, O Allah. Bring us towards you with love, with afiyat, with qabuliyat. O Allah, bless us with taqwa, bless us with taharat. O Allah, bless us with kamil sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with the wealth of radha bil qada. At every moment being happy with you, happy with deen, happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak ways. O Allah, create an aversion, create a great amount of dislike within our hearts for every other way than the way of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, let us be the means of hidayat for the ummah. O Allah, make us guides for the ummah till the time to come, till the time of Qiyamah. O Allah, create within our hearts a special pull and motivation, O Allah, towards every righteous work and good deed. O Allah, every branch of deen, O Allah, make, O Allah, put that love within our hearts for it. Those involved in its dissemination and propagation, O Allah, put their love within our heart. O Allah, whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted for us, O Allah, you grant it to us. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want for us, O Allah, you take us away from those paths and those ways. O Allah, bless us with special hearts like the hearts of the Sahaba, Ridwanullah alayhi wa ajma'in, that they were there for the benefit of the Ummah. O Allah, give us that special heart. O Allah, give us a special heart to love for others what we love for ourselves. O Allah, give us a special heart to be sacrificing everything, our resources, our time, our bodies, our lives, every aspect, O Allah, only for your pleasure, only to earn your pleasure and the pleasure of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, save us from show and ostentation. O Allah, save us from show and ostentation. O Allah, bless us with humility. O Allah, bless us with zuhud, O Allah, qanaat, O Allah, contentment, abstinence of this world. O Allah, let the wealth of iman be our true wealth. O Allah, bless us with respect, O Allah, adab. Adab for the Quran Sharif, adab for the Kaaba Sharif, adab for the masajid, adab for the azan. Everything linked to deen, O Allah, everything linked to Islam and iman. Everything linked to the Muslims, O Allah, the respect of the Muslims, O Allah, put it in our hearts. O Allah, save us, O Allah, from causing takleef to anybody. O Allah, if we have caused any takleef, O Allah, give us tawfiq of putting it right. O Allah, give us tawfiq of putting it right. O Allah, our entire lives, O Allah, put us on the path of iman and Islam. O Allah, save our children, O Allah, save us, save our wives, save our children, O Allah, for all fitnas, O Allah, every type of fitna, O Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forewarned. O Allah, save us, O Allah. O Allah, save us. If the time comes that we are involved, if the time comes that we are in the midst of fitna, then, O Allah, how you protected the Ashab Kahf, the youth of the cave. O Allah, we beg you, O Allah, we ask you, O Allah, that, O Allah, also save us also. O Allah, the difficult and trying moments, O Allah, in this world, O Allah, save us from the fitnas. O Allah, in the grave also make it easy for us to answer the questions. O Allah, make our graves gardens of paradise. O Allah, bless us with your Mubarak countenance, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with Jannah, O Allah, we're not worthy for it. O Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, bless us with Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to ask for Jannah to Firdaus. Malik, we ask you, O Allah. O Malik, we ask you, O Allah, bless us with it. We're not worthy for anything. O Allah, these hands that committed sin. O Allah, these feet that committed sin. O Allah, this heart that committed sin. O Allah, the eyes that we have committed so much of sin. Malik, forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, don't expose us, O Allah. Don't expose us in this world. Don't expose us, O Allah. After we pass away, O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, let Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy to meet us. O Allah, Oh Allah, bless us with the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the companionship of Sahaba. Oh Allah, let us love the Sahaba and Tabi'in. Oh Allah, let us love Islam and the Muslims. Oh Allah, let us live and die for Islam. Oh Allah, bless us with all good. Oh Allah, wa mashayikh, oh Allah. The moments that we show disrespect, some type of bi'adbi, oh Allah, forgive us for it. Oh Allah, you change the condition. Maybe we show disrespect, oh Allah, to our parents. Oh Allah, we hurt the hearts of our parents, our mashayikh, whichever believer, oh Allah, we cause taklif, oh Allah. Oh Allah, then we beg you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you put it right. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq of asking for forgiveness. Oh Allah, you change the condition of the heart. Oh Allah, change the condition. Oh Allah, oh Allah, if we usurp the wealth or the rights of somebody, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of putting it right before we leave this world. Oh Allah, save us. Oh Allah. Allah, protect our hearts, protect our ears, protect our body limbs from any type of disobedience. Allah, this time that you bless us, Allah, this great amanat, Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of realizing that this is the, among the greatest of ni'mat and favors that you have bestowed us, Allah, that we should utilize it, Allah, in the way you want us to utilize it. Allah, the wealth that you gave us, Allah, the wealth that you gave us, Allah, let us use this wealth for the upliftment of deen, for the propagation of Islam. Let us look at your servants, Allah, those who are underprivileged, Allah, with the heart of pity and love and mercy. Allah, give us the special heart, the heart that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, that they desired. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, we can never have like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, let us, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had within his heart that he wanted, Allah, you bless us with that. Allah, the moments that we show disrespect before the Kaaba Sharif, Allah, the moments we show disrespect, Allah, before the Quran Sharif, in any type of disrespect, Allah, we ask you to forgive us, Allah, we ask you to forgive us. In your house, in your masjid, Allah, we didn't conduct correctly, Allah, in the Taraweeh Salah, we did not perform how we're supposed to perform. The ibadat that we're doing, Allah, but you forgive us, Allah, and crown it to the acceptance, Allah, crown it to the acceptance, Allah, whatever needs that we have, Allah, you know the needs that within our hearts. Allah, you fulfill our halal needs. Allah, we beg you, Allah, those who ask us to make dua for them, Allah, you also fulfill their needs, Allah, fulfill their needs also. Allah, those who are ill, ailing, those who are sick, Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Allah, bless them with kamil shifa. Allah, whatever sickness it may be, spiritual sickness, physical sickness, Allah, maybe some type of trauma they're going through, Allah, Malik, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Allah, remove these sicknesses. Allah, those who are in financial constraints and debts, those who have problems, Allah, with their in-laws or their family or their children, Allah, with any human being, whatever problem, Allah, Allah, you remove it. Allah, the Muslims around the world, wherever they are, Allah, they are the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, bless us that heart to be concerned for them, to make dua and to cry for them. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was so uneasy. He was the great concern that he had for his ummah. Allah, bless us with that concern and that fikr of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the love that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for his ummah. Allah, bless us with that special love. Allah, bless us with the nur of nubuwat. Allah, bless us with the ilm of nubuwat. Allah, bless us with the akhlaq of nubuwat. Allah, bless us to be among the muttaqeen, the shuhada and salihin. Allah, bless us with all good, Allah, and save us from all harm. Allah, bless us with all good and save us from all type of harm. Oh Allah, Allah, those who are in whichever part of the world, maybe they are languishing in prisons, in prison cells. Allah, maybe they in certain land that there's a lot of restrictions, the kuffar are bombarding them. Allah, they've been killed, but they're the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu Allah, you hold their hands. Allah, you strengthen their heart. Allah, keep them firm on iman. Allah, those who are striving in the path of Allah, whichever type of khidmat. Allah, then you assist them, Allah, assist. Allah, safeguard the madaris. Allah, safeguard the khanqas. Allah, safeguard every type of khidmat of deen that is taking place. Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi in difficulty. They don't have food. They don't have clothing. Allah, they don't have anybody to show kindness and love. Allah, we cry on their behalf. Allah, you allowed us to be in your house. Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah, they also have that desire. Allah, they in difficulty. Malik, we cry on their behalf. Allah, you shower your grace, how you showered it upon us. Allah, you shower it upon them also. Wallah, you change the condition of the ummah. Wallah, we beg you, Wallah, change the condition of the ummah in all parts of the world, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Wallah, in whichever part of the world the Muslims are undergoing difficulty, Wallah, you change the condition. Wallah, change the condition. Wallah, bless us with mawtan iman. Wallah, bless us with mawtan iman. Wallah, bless us with mawtan iman. Throughout our lives, be there for us, Wallah. Save us from slipping. Save us from any type of disobedience, Wallah. Wallah, Wallah, we ask you forgiveness, Wallah. We are sinful servants. Yalla, iqrari mujrim. Yalla, bi iqrari mujrim. Wallah, we admit the wrongs that we did. Wallah, bless us with kamil iman. Bless us with mortal iman. Wallah, resurrect us to the people of iman. Wallah, give us entry in Jannah without any hisab. On the day of Qiyamah, let Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be happy with us, Wallah. Wallah, let Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be happy with us. Wallah, the time of our mort, let that kalima come on our lips. Let us be in a good condition. Wallah, let us be in Medina Munawwara before the grave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallah, if this is not written, let us be in Makkah Mukarramah by the Kaaba Sharif. Wallah, if this is not written, Wallah. Wallah, whichever condition, Wallah, let it be a condition that you are pleased to meet us and we are pleased to meet you. Wallah, protect our sins, Wallah. Don't disgrace us, Wallah. Wallah, don't disgrace us. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Wa tub 'alayna ya mawlana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka wa sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka wa sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anta al-musta'an wa 'alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه برحمته.